afternoon, I'm Khaki Walton, checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners, the Orpheum Theater and the Dixon Gallery and Gardens. New Moon Theater Company presents Shakespeare's King Lear. That opens tomorrow night and runs through April the 22nd, and they're staging it at Theater Works 2085 Monroe. Jo Linhart is directing the show, and she's assembled a top-notch cast, and two of the actors join me along with Jo in the studio this afternoon. Bennett Wood is playing the Earl of Gloucester and Greg Bowler, the Earl of Kent. It's nice to have you all here this afternoon. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Kathy.
Well, when I first saw the press release, I really did. It was one of those eye poppers. Like, what a cast she has put together. First of all, refresh people's memories on King Lear. When I think of King Lear, I think a role an actor really has to wait to do later in their career, because you've got to be the right age. You just have to wait. You have to be mature to handle this role. And the second thing is, I think of King Lear going mad, and then sometimes the rest of the story falls by the wayside for me. So tell people a little bit about what we're seeing here, because we're seeing families behaving badly, I guess, if you just want to put it in a little nutshell.
Right. Well, this is a story I've been waiting to do for a long time. As you say, if you don't have a Lear, you don't have a play. And though I've had my eye on this, finally, there is an actor in the community, Bill Baker, who now is, let's say, at a certain age. But I realized he was ready, and it was time to do the role, and I was so excited. So being able to find that Lear and then hold auditions and invite actors to come, and come they did. So we have some of the most, I think, most entertaining, brilliant, sensitive, talented actors in the city of Memphis all gathered together to come and have the chance to do this play. Because it's a play that most people will never see in their communities. It is very challenging to find all the components and the right ages and so on for the show. And the rest of the story, as you mentioned, yes, it's about a king who and a family. And I really think it's a love story, not in the conventional sense, but it's a story about family love, being seen, being recognized in the family. And when you've lived a very long time, as King Lear has, and realized that you've gotten it all wrong, and now it's the 11th hour, and who's going to take care of me in my old age, right? It all comes down to, what have these last decades been like? And what am I going to reap? What have I sown? And so he has to face all that through the journey of this play. And it does. It takes him into some really dark places as he's looking for the truth. He's looking for love.
Looking for love. And you have three daughters, one of whom shows him true love, what a love that a daughter should feel and acts the way a daughter should feel for her father. And then we have the two others who are pretty despicable people.
Right. Well, he doesn't recognize true love. He's a king. Today we'd say he's a businessman. He's a mogul. He's everything. And it's his ego that is in relationship with his family, his daughters. And when the daughter who truly loves him doesn't bow to that ego, right, only confronts him with truth, he does not see that as love at all.
And so she ends up being sort of cast aside because
She's disinherited. Mm-hmm. She's banished and disinherited.
Well, let's talk about who the three daughters are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. We have amazing daughters. Goneril will be played by Christina Welford Scott. That's the oldest daughter. And Regan will be played by Kel Christie. And those two make a very... very strong duo that their father has to face.
I can imagine. And then the other daughter's name is Cordelia.
Right, a lovely young actress named Heather Malone. And she is one of the members of the New Moon Company.
Well, tell us about your character, Bennett, because now we all know and love Bennett Wood, and then to find out that you're an adulterous man, and I just think, but he's such a virtuous, lovely fellow, and he's having to turn and play.
It's a reflection, of the Lear character.
Right.
It's that character seen from a different direction, that he is an older man, and he has two sons, a bastard son and a legitimate son. And he has been giving his love to the legitimate, and then he loves the bastard, but the bastard turns out to be that indeed, and he turns against his father and contrives against him, and he then finds out, what the real love has been to the man who really took care of him and takes care of him in the end.
Well, have you been in this production before?
Yes. I think it may be the only local production in the last 50 years, but this other one was in about 1960-61 in the old Memphis Shakespeare Festival.
Oh.
And I played Edmund, the bastard son, and now I get to play my own father, Gloucester, in this. And so we've had a lot of fun with that.
That's kind of neat. It kind of came full circle a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, it is. It is the line in the play is that the wheel comes full circle is there, and we recognize that. But again, it's a different look at the same situation as Lear, he goes through many of the same troubles that Lear does, but has a different reaction to them.
Well, it might be fun for you to be on stage again, too, because mostly you're behind the scenes directing and orchestrating everything.
Yes,
it is.
And to have a wonderful role, and it was an opportunity to play Shakespeare, which I just like more than anything, like most actors. I think most actors would really rather play Shakespeare than anything else. He is so rich, and he gives the actor such a latitude and lets you add your own self to what he has put down, and the lines are wonderful, and so I really like it. I couldn't miss this opportunity. I was so glad when Joe decided to produce it and include me in the production.
Mm. Well, speaking of Shakespeare, Greg Bowler's no stranger to Shakespeare either. Because your last big Shakespearean role was on the Theater Memphis stage.
That's right, as Richard III. So,
yeah.
And got to play that with Joe and got to play that with Bennett. So when Joe said, hey, I think we're going to do Lear, I jumped all over this chance.
So you're the nice guy. You're one of the real nice guys in this production.
According to Joe, I play the moral compass of the show, which is new and different for me, particularly since contrasting that with Richard. What Bennett was saying, his character shares a similarity with Lear. My character shares a similarity with Cordelia,
yeah.
In the sense that. There's the other. That's the other part of the love story here. Is Kent's love for the king and his sense of duty and loyalty, and he'll do everything, anything to make sure that the king is taken care of.
And so you actually change your identity and come back so that you can actually serve him, be his servant, and make sure that he's all right.
Yes, Kent has a problem with shooting his mouth off. It's one of his one of his issues is that when he sees an injustice, he speaks his mind pretty quickly and has a bit of a temper. And so this gets him into trouble very quickly and gets him banished by the king. But he wants to serve the king, so he finds a way to come back in a new disguise as a character called Caius. So I'm back again, but in disguise.
Shakespeare loves to do that too, to bring people back in all sorts of disguises. I want to ask you this, Joe. This is at Theater Works, and that's a little small space. I mean, is it challenging? Is it a little daunting to mount a production like this in a space that intimate?
I think it's very exciting. I'm a very big fan of Ian McKellen, who did the role. For a television production, he was so excited about the intimacy of what television brought to the work, the intimacy of it. And I thought, oh my goodness, he's absolutely right. He said that, in The Globe, when Lear at the end of the play says, I pray you undo this button. He said it was an intimate enough space that everyone could see that little button. And I went, oh my goodness, thank you, you've given me permission. To create an intimate version of this play, so the audience, what's exciting is you're right up there, a foot away from the swords, the daggers, the blood, the blinding, and these characters in this horrible storm finding their way. And we're two boards in a passion. We're two boards in a passion, which I think harkens back to the day.
That's true. That is true. Well, so did you have a big collaboration with the person who helped you with the sets? I mean, is it a black box type thing? How are you doing it?
I'm calling it chamber theater because it is so intimate. We have some beautiful designers on board. Daniel Matthews, who is an undergraduate at the University of Memphis, is the costume designer. He's just been accepted to Carnegie Mellon.
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, you know, you really need something special before. I mean, he's done some special things, but I said, wouldn't you like to design this show all by yourself? And he said, of course. And so we have him on board, and we have a lighting designer, Kitty Devaney, who has promised us some very special things. Even the actors, we haven't had tech yet. They don't even know what's coming when she's working with that storm the battle. So we have something very special for folks. So while we are being selective with our elements, and we're not throwing the whole kitchen sink because that's not the business we're interested in,
right?
We're going to have some very nice elements.
So it's, I mean, you want to set the place and the scene, but more importantly, you want to hear these actors and watch what they're going through and see them journey, you know, see the journey that they're taking in this play. And
exactly. It is the most important thing, the most exciting thing is to have actors in a space giving life to characters who seek their life through these words. So I keep telling the actors, we don't want the audience to go, what is he going to do next? We want to take the audience to a place where they think, ooh, what is he going to say next?
I love it. Well, about Bill Baker and taking on this role, tell us about Bill. Is this a role he's always wanted to do?
I never asked him that. Bill Baker, of course, has his own theater company in town and is usually behind the scenes, our own voice theater mm-hmm. troupe, and they do beautiful work. And he also works with an improv troupe, and they tell stories. And what Bill has said to me, he said, this is very different. You know, I haven't done anything like this in a while. I usually get to get up on stage and make up my words. And so this is very, but he said, this is wonderful fun, and I'm having the most wonderful time. And so I think he's really, really enjoying it.
Well, I'm glad, and I was kind of surprised to see his name because I'm so used to seeing him associated with Our Own Voice, and I thought, wow, he's going to take it all the way to King Lear. This is really interesting.
Yes, but I have seen him. It's been a while. I saw him in The Fools of Rosales, directed by Ronald Foreman. I've seen Bill in conventional theater, and I know that he can be stunning. And so I called him up and said, hello, would you like to be stunning?
How can you not say yes to that question? Well, we're looking forward to it. The cast is amazing, and I'm just excited to... I know you're so passionate about this show. All of your actors are so passionate about this production, and, you know, that is going to bring something so special
exactly.
to the stage.
And I hope that anyone that is, you know, the title has a mystique about it. You may never have seen a Shakespearean show, or you may have seen many, whatever. King Lear is different. King Lear is different. In fact, scholars from the past said, it's impossible to stage. Don't even try to do it. Well, this New Moon Theater, they love to do the impossible. And so we're doing it. Only 9 performances and less than 100 seats per performance. That's how intimate it is. So it would be very exciting to get a seat in there and go on this ride with us.
I want to go on this ride, so I'm going to call the box office. And here's how you can call the box office. The number is 484-3467. You can also get information by going to the website, and that's newmoontheater.org. Shakespeare's King Lear, presented by New Moon Theater Company. It opens tomorrow, runs through April the 22nd, and that's at Theater Works, 2085 Monroe. Performances Friday, Saturday at 8 with a Sunday matinee at 2. Tickets are $15 for adults, $12 for seniors, students, and the military. Don't miss it. As Joe said, this isn't really produced that often in this area, so So don't miss this opportunity to see a terrific cast present this massive work by William Shakespeare. I want to thank Joe Linhartz, who's directing. Bennett Wood is Gloucester. Greg Buller is Kent. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks.
Thanks.